Magic 89.9. It's November again already. We're halfway through. And that means for a lot of men, they're halfway through growing a moustache. But there's a lot more to the Movember movement than just moustaches, just facial hair. Joining me is Jake Lambert, a ambassador from Movember. How are you, Jake?
I'm good, thanks, Sam. How are you going?
Very well. Most people, they're probably familiar with Movember by now. But besides just trying to grow a moustache, what's Movember all about?
Movember's all about changing the face of men's health. So we know that men die on average 6 years younger than women. It's due to largely preventable reasons. So while growing a mo is fantastic and it's our walking, talking billboard, there's plenty of ways to get involved. You can obviously grow a moustache, as we said. It's not too late to head to Movember.com and sign up, by the way. You can move for Movember, which is committing to running or walking 60 kilometres across the month. And that 60 kilometres represents the 60 men we lose to suicide each hour, every hour across the world. You can also host a moment, get together, all with the vision of raising some funds and awareness for men's health.
Absolutely. And you've been doing Movember for 6 years now. What got you started and why are you still doing it?
Yeah, so I'm just really passionate about making sure all the blokes in my life are having conversations and checking in on one another. And it's just super important to me personally to make sure that guys are having conversations, you know, checking in on one another and understanding when we're in risk areas. You know, testicular cancer is the most common cancer in young men. And a lot of guys don't know that they need to be being really proactive with their health. Having the ability to continue to foster these conversations to make sure that guys everywhere are making sure that they're right on top of their physical and their mental health as well.
Yeah, it's a cause really close to my heart as well. I think it's really hard for men to speak about a lot of this stuff. And that's where the moustache comes into it a bit, because it's a way to spark the conversation.
Absolutely, yeah. It's, you know, like I'm growing the Mitchell Johnson sort of style trucker mo at the moment, and, you know, it just sort of starts the conversation. You're 100% right, Sam. And we want to use it as that walking, talking billboard and getting people to understand that whilst it can be a little bit of fun, it's certainly, you know, there's some really serious call to actions behind that. And this year in particular, we've been able to fast-track the development of Movember Conversations, which is a free online interactive tool which helps both men and women understand how they can have those awkward and tough conversations. And certainly encourage everyone to head to conversations.movember.com and get involved in that one. As I said, you know, it's free and it's available to the community. It's a little bit of an interactive sort of choose your own adventure way of building up your conversational muscle and knowing that you're equipped with the right responses and the right questions to ask if there is someone that you know who might be struggling or could use with a bit more of an in-depth conversation.
Lots of great resources at Movember.com. And if you are going through a particularly hard time, give Lifeline Australia a call, 13 11 14. They're always there to help. But since I've got you on the line, Jake, let's keep this conversation going. I want to know about your styling tips and what sort of mo you've got yourself. All of that coming up really soon on Magic 89.9. Magic 89.9, you're in the morning mashup with Talbot. And a cause that's really close to my heart is men's mental health. Probably the biggest event on the calendar for that is Movember. And I've been speaking to Jake Lambert, an ambassador from Movember. Jake, I signed up to Movember at the start of the month, went clean shaven, and it's only a little thing, but just even putting myself out there to say that I'm doing Movember has been a lot. I only just got down to the mo because I was feeling shy and self-conscious about just having myself out there in this way. Why do you think it's so hard? Why do you think it's so hard for us men to do things like this? And what advice do you have?
I think that, you know, it's just all about embracing the change, you know, and helping people understand why you've got that mo, you know, why you might look a little bit different. It's a good little metaphor. I think that when we are shaved down at the start of the month, you know, sometimes that can be more visually confronting than it is, you know, to have the mo there, you know, to have that baby face and to be saying, I've shaved down to November this year because I want the guys in my life to be taking their physical and their mental health more seriously. So I can definitely understand what you're talking about there, Sam, but then also, you know, really understanding personally why you want to get involved and also recognising how it does make you feel and how you can turn that into a positive and start some conversations.
Absolutely. Great advice, Jake. And just finally, any tips on shaping the mo?
Oh, it's a great question. I always think, you know, you've just got to fall into your own style. We know that the mower is a very individual thing. For the last few years, as you said, I'm a six-year mower bro, and for the last few years, I've just gone for the top lip sort of setup. But for myself this year, I've gone for that more trucker look, you know, got the handlebars down the side, and just always lean into your own creativity. It's great to see so many different styles of mows out there. Almost start conversations, and we'd love for everyone out there, if you do see a Mo, give them a smile in the street, head to Movember.com. Still not too late to sign up if you're keen to get involved. You might, together, we're all changing the face of men's health, and we're super excited for another hairy season to be rolling around.
Absolutely. And if someone does need support out there, they can find more information at Movember.com.au.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a whole range of support networks available at Movember.com/get support. And of course, for anyone who has immediate concerns, we'd certainly recommend calling Lifeline on 13 11 14 for all their crisis support needs. But you're totally right. There's a whole range of services available at Movember.com/get support that it'd be really good for everyone to familiarise themselves with, just in case there is anyone in their life or themselves who might need further help.
Thanks so much for chatting and talking men's health today, Jake. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you so much for helping us spread the message. And thanks to all the Mo Bros and the Mo Sisters out there who are helping us change the face of men's health.